Years ago, my sister shared with me a superstition about New Year's Day with a message that said how you lived on New Year's Day was a predictor for how you would live during the upcoming year. No pressure there. I have disregarded my sister's proclamation because it often produced guilt from failed intentions. I now view New Year's Day as an opportunity for reflection and anticipation. This reflection has included an awareness of the interconnectedness of the past, present, and future. Initially, I resisted that awareness. After all, doesn't the goal of being present in the moment infer the need to ignore both the past and the future? However, I now believe that the mystery of mindfulness suggests that who we are in the present is the culmination of the many experiences in our lives. And, as Howard Zinn reminds us, the future is an infinite succession of present moments. These statements can seem paradoxical, but they offer a hopeful perspective for us. Jan Richardson, a Methodist minister and the author of Circle of Grace, summarizes how we can live out that perspective. She states, "Rich with memory and infused with expectations, hope calls and enables us to work here and now in company with the sacred." And according to Vaclav Havel, a Czech statesman and humanitarian, "We do this work, whether individual or communal, because it is good and makes sense, not just because it might produce a successful outcome." So, it is in the doing that we live hopefully. And when the doing is easy, the hope evolves easily. However, what are our responses when our hope is tested by the challenges in our lives? Are we ready to accept outcomes that may not fit our definitions of success for ourselves, family, friends, and the wider community? Are we ready to acknowledge that the doing sometimes comes from the mind and the heart in the form of encouraging, loving, and letting go? On different occasions, I have wanted and still want various outcomes for my son, who is a recovering addict. When wanting these results, I have to remind myself that accepting whatever journey is ahead of him and offering support for that journey is a hopeful stance. A stance that draws on the past, present, and future. Remembering the times in the past when my son has rebounded from the sadness associated with addiction. My staying in the present with commitment and caring. And that commitment includes taking care of myself. And the caring is always a judgment call. What is truly helpful? And my openness to what the succession of moments and days will bring into my son's future. By addressing life's challenges with a hope enriched by the past and rooted in the present, we can move forward on this unpredictable journey with reassurance, courage, and a faith not only in ourselves, but in the ever-widening circle of community. An activist and person who lived with such faith and courage, Vaclav Havel reminds us that hope is a dimension of the soul. It is an orientation of the spirit, an orientation of the heart. It transcends the world that is immediately experienced and is somewhat anchored beyond its horizons. This definition anchors me in hope. And my New Year's wish for all of you is that during the coming year, you will also find yourselves anchored in hope.